Yeah, I mean, did that affect you when you were on the boat?
No,
Or anything like that?
No, you got used to it pretty quick. But it was, to me, it almost smelled like pungent crude oil.
Yeah.
It had a distinctive little odor. I mean, even now, if I go sometimes by one of these sewage treatment plants, I could say, you know, it smells like almost like this sludge balls. And then they had some kind of a perfume, I'll call it perfume, to put in the whole process. I have no idea where they put it in, just to give it a little a different smell, you know. So
so the idea is by the time you're dumping it, you know, by the time you're dumping it, it's been purified to the point where it can just kind of disperse into the...
Yeah, the whole idea, this was dispersed. And, you know, they say, oh, it's the Dead Sea. But that's where sometimes you'd see the lobster boats out there catching lobsters. One time we even had Captain Cousteau, the French scuba diver, his son and some of their colleagues, they were on our boat, and we were out there, and they were going into the water to see what it looked like, you know, off to the side, not actually where we were dumped, but... And then they had their own boat, I think. They were out there, too, and just seeing what the bottom looked like. So, and then the whole business, because of the water pollution, they finally, I think after I retired, they shut it down. And now it's, well, they do all sorts of processes to make it into some kind of, I guess, like a fertilizer. And but I'm not really up
to... So they don't dump it anymore?
Oh, no, they gave that up around 19, maybe 1980 or so.
After you retired?
Yeah.